Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Welcome back to the show. Glad you are here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. And I just want to remind you, big show Friday live in Wildwood, New Jersey. It's going to be a great day as we go back to Wildwood. We got over 1,000 people registered, but that's not enough. So sign up, 1210wphg.com. Great speakers. We're going to do the show live. Dom's going to be at Mulligan's. And hopefully we can celebrate at least still being in the baseball contest. Justin, it's not looking good, huh, tonight?
It's most definitely not. I mean, it doesn't help when two of your biggest stars are 2-for-21 at the plate combined in two games. You know, the people you're expecting to hit home runs, to get on base, to do everything that they're supposed to be doing, to be going ice cold.
Yeah.
But I will remain delusionally optimistic. We're wearing the powder blues tonight instead of the road grays. Phillies in five.
Phillies in five.
At least win tonight.
Okay.
Because then that means we get to leave early tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Well, I hope you're right. That would be great. I got to do an event tomorrow night for Jack Chiarelli's campaign anyway, so that would be huge. You know what I mean? Be huge. Yeah.
We need the Cubs to win, which they are currently doing 4-1
yes.
over Milwaukee, and we need the Phillies to win. If that happens, our show ends tomorrow at 5:30.
And the hope will live on. That is a good thing. All right. So Cliff is here, by the way.
Oh,
just texted me. So we'll bring up our buddy Cliff Maloney, and we'll bring him up, and we'll have a chat with him in just a few moments. He's one of our big speakers for Friday's rally, so I'm looking forward to that conversation with him. In the meantime, the other big event is Jack Carr. That's coming up on Monday. Jack Carr, Politics and Pints at Bucks County Community College, the Zlock Performing Arts Center. Zlock Performing Arts Center. And you definitely should make sure that you come to that as well. Jack Carr is the man, and he's a great guy, and we'll talk about a lot of different things. You know, besides just his book, we're going to talk about the state of the world, the state of all these peace agreements, the state of our military, the threats that are really out there in the world, and it may be, it's going to be a fantastic time. And God only knows between now and Monday what will develop. The president has said that we are very close to a peace deal with Israel. We'll find out the details of that hopefully soon. But in the meantime, we could be optimistic that there might be good news coming out of that. So we'll talk with Jack about that, the special forces. And also, I've been watching Terminalist Dark Wolf on Amazon Prime. It is a hell of a show. Taylor Kitsch is phenomenal. The writing is great. It's edge-of-your-seat thriller. What's it like to make an Amazon Prime two shows now? See, they did the Terminalist, and then they did Dark Wolf, and now he's making a third, which is the Terminalist season two, and getting to work with Chris Pratt, legendary actor. I mean, I think he's one of the best out there. He's hysterical. He's terrific as James Reese. We'll talk to Jack Carr about all these things, and the event will be nice and safe, and you know, so come out and see us. And that's Monday night, Politics and Pints. I saw that he put out a post earlier with Chris Pratt opening up the kit that he sent him. Because that's what Jack does. He sends out, doesn't just mail a book to his people. He sends out a whole kit. And in that kit includes, and I posted this on social media, it's got a Jack Carr challenge coin. It's got the book. It's got a whole bunch of cool like things about the, in this case now, it's the Navy SEALs who were in Vietnam. So the frogs of war and the frogmen and that whole plot line that has to do with his James Reese's father, Tom Reese, in this book. So definitely come out and join us Monday night for Politics and Pints with Navy SEAL and all around great guy, American hero, Jack Carr. He really is just a terrific guy. And I'm excited and honored every time he chooses to do an event with us because he's in high demand. You know, he's got requests to come in all over the country, all over everywhere. And he says he wants to do it with us. We've done a book with him, everyone but except for one that he's been on tour for. So it's pretty cool. Today marks the sixth time Democrats have not voted to open the government. So the shutdown continues. You even have John Stewart making fun of Chuck Schumer now. So the shutdown continues. We're going on day number 8. And how long this goes on is anybody's guess. I don't know. But the president was asked about it today. And he said, look, I'm asking Democrats just reopen the government so we can start into discussing health care and making sure we got health care and all these different things to reopen the government and just get going on this. Not that complicated. Really, is it? Not that hard. But Democrats are the ones who are delaying this, and Democrats are the ones who are keeping the government shut down, and they're bearing the brunt of this. I mean, even when you've lost Jon Stewart, when Jon Stewart's making fun of Chuck Schumer and how bad he is at this, and how bad he is at communicating this, and how bad he is at getting across the message of Democrats, I mean, you know that you got problems right there. I mean, you do. You got problems. I don't think the average person right now driving home in the rain, who's hoping for a Phillies victory tonight, it doesn't follow politics that closely, understands what the shutdown's about, other than they hear that the Democrats won't reopen the government. That's all I know. And we hear that over and over again. All right, let's do this. We'll take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll get our buddy Cliff Maloney on the mic as we continue our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. We'll come right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Oli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Well, trust me when I tell you, Cliff Maloney, your walk-up music is real American. So there you go. Good to see you, man.
It's great to be here. Great to be in studio here in Philadelphia.
Yeah, thanks for making the trip. Cliff Maloney, of course, PA Chase and now NJ Chase. PA Chase, you guys knocked on over 500,000 doors in 2024 leading up to the election. Remarkable.
Yeah, and I was joking with you during the break. You know, the nice thing about the New Jersey Chase is I don't have to take off my Eagles hat in about half the state.
That's right.
But, yeah, Rich, I mean, look, it worked in 24. And when something works, what do? You figure out a way to keep doing it and moving it to areas. And if you look at the 2025 map of what's important, I want to be clear. Yes, we're doubling down on PA. So I got 118 people in PA right now, about 330,000 doors we've knocked this year. But we're in New Jersey. New Jersey Chase started about a month ago, and we were being quiet about it. And to be frank with you, you know, the murder of Charlie Kirk was really a calling for me to say, you know, maybe we shouldn't be so quiet about this. Maybe we should be a little more public. So we've got 105 people on the ground in New Jersey, Airbnbs across the state, and we've knocked about 275,000. So we got work to do to get to 500,000, but I'll pledge to the Zeoli Army right now, we will hit 500,000 doors, and I think it's really going to have an impact on Jack potentially winning this race.
I agree with you. When you knock on a door, what is the point of the knock? Like what, when, so people understand when you're connecting with these voters, Cliff Maloney, and by the way, follow Cliff at Maloney. He'll be with us on Friday. We'll talk about that in just a second. But what is the point of the knock? Like, what do you want to achieve?
Yeah, so there's two phases to these programs. And by the way, New Jersey is a gift to us when it comes to the rules, because in Pennsylvania, you vote by mail or you vote on election day. In Jersey, they have actual early voting.
Yep.
Now, I know people will say, well, in PA, you can do the on-demand mail-in ballot. But Republicans do very well in New Jersey with early voting. So what that means is there are two phases to our New Jersey Chase program. One, we go to the doors before the ballots go out, and we're encouraging people to request a mail-in ballot. Now, for all the naysayers out there that hate vote by mail, I'm right there with you. Mm-hmm. But under the current rules, what we're doing is we're not going to people that are likely to vote on election day and saying, hey, bank your vote early.
Right.
We're going to Republicans that unfortunately don't vote. And we're saying to them, look, we've got, and just for the listeners out there wondering, the reason we know this is because you can look at all the historical mm-hmm. data of somebody's voting history. You don't know who they voted for, but you know if they voted. So we find people that are low propensity, meaning they're not likely to vote, but they're aligned. They're going to vote Republican.
Right.
And phase one is the conversation at the door is, hey, Rich, you know, we know you're a patriot. We'd love to get a ballot sent to you. Do you mind filling this out? Or you can do it online. Phase two is once all the ballots go out, everything changes. And that's happening now, right? In certain counties, I mean, the ballots are out. Phase two is different. You go to every Republican that has a mail-in ballot sitting on the dining room table. And you say, Rich, I'm Cliff with the New Jersey Chase. You got a ballot sitting there. Can you commit to sending that back today? Mm-hmm. And of course, says, oh, yeah, you know, we're going to vote. In 7 to 10 days, if you haven't voted, guess what? The same door knocker goes back to the door every 7 to 10 days. And by the way, this whole playbook isn't mine. This was the Biden playbook from 2020.
No kidding.
They call it annoying the voter. We call it a reminder campaign, just right, for right. the record. But it works, because eventually if I go to a door three times, Rich is going to say to me, how do I get you to stop coming? Rich, it's real easy. The second you vote, yeah. you're off my list.
Yeah. I leave you alone.
And people say, well, are they going to change their vote? We live in the most polarized time, pretty much, I would say, in history.
I agree.
They are going to vote for the Republican, the people we're talking to. It's just taking the Dems playbook and fighting fire with fire.
Cliff Maloney, I think that getting them to actually vote is the key to winning this election, because as we know, in 2021 in New Jersey, 400,000 Republicans stayed home. I think a lot of them stayed home because they thought Jack was going to lose based on the polls, which were totally wildly inaccurate. The Rutgers-Eagleton poll, the Monmouth University poll. I've joked that Patrick Murray should be in prison for that. But even election weekend, I was talking to a buddy of mine who's a finance guy who said Murphy's got a 99% chance of winning the race. He goes, I'm still going to vote, but I mean, what's the point? How many people felt that way? So what I say to people is, don't worry about all that. Just vote. Like, just don't worry about the odds, and don't worry about it. Just do your part and make sure you vote. So if he wins on election night, it's going to be because we turned out the vote. We got those Republicans out to vote. It's inexcusable for hundreds of thousands of them to stay. It isn't inexcusable for any of them to stay home, but for such a large swath of them. So then we have this rally coming up Friday in Wildwood. You're going to be there, and I'm grateful that you're going to be there. We got a ton of great speakers. We got 1,000 people registered, probably more that are going to show up. How much of Charlie's assassination is motivating people to step up, help out, and also just vote?
I think it's going to be a lot bigger than people realize. Now, listen, in political circles, when you talk about a percentage point, that's a big deal.
Yep.
You know, I mean, people think, oh, you know, just a percent. But to me, I mean, Jack lost by what, 3 points?
Not even.
In 2021?
Yep, less than three.
So I think it's going to have a significant impact. I think the rally on Friday, what I love, and I'll give Jack Posobiec some credit for this, because Jack was one of the first people that was like, hey, go live with what you're doing. We need something mm-hmm. for Charlie that is a battle. Even if, you know, I'm not rooting for this, obviously, even if we lose,
yeah,
right? We need something to rally folks around this idea that we need to follow Charlie's advice, which was do the work. You know, I've told you this story on your show, that the reason we launched the PA Chase was because Charlie Kirk and his team reached out to me and said, hey, Turning Point's doing Arizona and Wisconsin. You're from PA, Cliff. Mm-hmm. You knock a lot of doors. We know you only do state races. Step up, raise the money, hire the team, and put all your energy into PA. If I didn't get that call from them, it would have never happened.
Yeah.
And so this to me is just a continuation of Charlie's wish, which is stop talking online and arguing with the trolls and go to the people that can actually change the outcome of the election, which will ultimately change the policies. I don't want to say I'm going to give up on Jersey if this is not a win, but this is a rallying call for pretty much anybody, not just in Jersey, but in any states on the East Coast or nearby. This is the battle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not a shot of Virginia. We've got some people over there having some fun. I'm rooting for them. But to me, to see the polls tightening, to see Mikey Sherrill and all of the missteps she's had over the last couple weeks, she's the new Harris. The more yep. people see of Mikey, the more they don't like her.
Yep.
And so, you know, and Jack's such a likable guy. You know, I've done a couple events and just seen him interact. He's the real deal. Mm-hmm. But I think Charlie presents something that will motivate voters in a way where, you know, you could move the election a couple points because the left always has motivation, right? It's Trump's the devil, Trump's fascist, Trump's Hitler. And, you know, we have to save women's rights. And they pick these things that are just so emotional. Well, we're rational on the right. And so sometimes yeah. it's tough to find a motivator. But when they shoot one of your best friends or they shoot somebody that people really watched and understood in cold blood, I don't know what else would motivate you. So, yes, I do think it'll have a significant difference.
And we are going to do, and you're going to lead a memorial to Charlie Friday
yes,
night.
Yes. So we got, I think we kick off at 4,
mm-hmm.
And it'll go for a while. So I encourage people to get out there. It's funny because, you know, all my buddies growing up, a lot of people went to Wildwood. So when it's like, you know,
yeah, of course, right? Yeah.
My family was split between Cape May and Rehoboth. So, and Jack called me out on the show yesterday, Jack Posobiec. He said, you know, I don't even want to ask you because I know the answer. You know, where did you go to the shore? And I'm like, ah, oh, Jack, you're gonna make me say Rehoboth and lose all my viewers. But no, I think it'll really be an opportunity to see kind of, not that I keep saying we don't have off years anymore, and some people understand what I mean. Obviously, in New Jersey, it's a governor's race, but we have to get the Republicans, especially the grassroots, into the idea that we do not have every other year elections,
right.
Especially not 4 years, but even 2 years. We've got over 10,000 elections in Pennsylvania this year, right? So it's like we just have to get in that mindset what the left does, permanent infrastructure. Yeah. This event on Friday, I think, really sets the tone that we're not letting off the gas. We got to keep going.
Because Cliff Maloney, there is this idea that, all right, well, presidential election, and then I don't vote again. To get back to your point about the voters and identifying them, we call them 4 out of 4s. So we're 4 out of 4s. We vote in every election, period. Every 4 years, every election, primary and general, we're 4 out of 4. So 4 out of 4 primary, 4 out of 4 general. But there are people that are 2 out of 4. So they'll vote maybe in the congressional races and they'll vote in the presidential. The 1 out of 4s are the people that only show up in the presidential election races. Jersey being an off year, I like to say it's an odd year because it's always an odd year when they do it. And couple of things here working in Jack's favor. Number one is he already ran statewide once. There have been several other people that ran statewide and then won the second time around. Number two, there's never been a time where a Democrat won 3 times in a row in New Jersey. So if Mikey Sherrill were to win, that would be breaking a record there. The other thing, too, is that you said she's Kamala Harris. Absolutely. She's terrible at this. And there's serious buyer's remorse. And you can tell as the mail-in ballots are coming back and you see the Republicans now are ahead of Democrats in returning those ballots and getting them in. Here's my take, Maloney. I don't think the Democrat machine is activated for her. I don't think they're moving for her. I think a lot of those party bosses don't like her. I think a lot of them think she's an elitist who's just going to try to use this as a platform to run for president. They're going to sit home. And for a lot of these Democrat leaders who are now coming out, elected officials, and endorsing Jack, I don't think they'd be doing that unless the party bosses were like, go for it. I don't really care.
Yeah, that's what surprised me the most. And look, when you have all of these party bosses or these leaders, like you said, these are current elected Democrats.
Yeah. Mayor of Dover, North Bergen, these other places.
And for the viewers out there, that's unheard of, right? Mm-hmm. This is not a normal, regular thing that happens. And it's, you know, oh, this is just, no, this is different. The other thing that really gets me interested is if you look at the 2021 results against Murphy, Jack got crushed in vote by mail. did very well when it comes to election day. And then in early voting, I mean, it was pretty much dead heat, which is great for Republicans because we're not used to that. But it's very comparable to Trump versus Biden in PA because they had about, you know, we don't have the exact figures because Pennsylvania actually reports more data. So you know the amount of votes a candidate gets by method. Mm-hmm. Where in New Jersey, there's, you know, there's different polling and things that are out there. But it's almost identical, meaning it's about 20 to 25% that Jack got against Murphy of the vote by mail share. And so I'm not here to say my 33% number is still the same number in New Jersey of getting the vote by mail share there. But if we compete and increase that 5 or 10 points and maintain the early voting and the election day voting, Jack wins.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously my focus is not election day. We're going to turn out as many people as we can, but my focus is the vote by mail and the early voting. But if we turn out, and I don't see the reason why we wouldn't, at the same rate, and we're beating the Democrats right now at the return rate, I have no idea why that's happening. It must be luck. That's a joke. We're busting our hump. But if we can maintain that, obviously they're going to have more mail-in votes. So when I say on the show that they are beating us or we are beating them, what I mean is the return
percentage.
Right. Obviously they're going to.
The rate of return, we are beating them.
And so if we keep that up, I mean, I feel pretty confident, you know, barring some disaster, and Jack's had a flawless campaign in my mind, which I don't say that often. I'm a pretty harsh critic of campaigns. I compare his campaign to McCormick. I look at a lot of the things that they're doing. I think they haven't had any missteps, and you have to run a perfect campaign to win in a state like New Jersey. I think everything's coming together.
The mindset change that we had to do with Republicans, especially after 2020, to get them to trust the process, to get them to vote by mail and early in-person voting. I mean, that's been a battle, right? That's why I'm so glad you're doing this, Cliff Maloney, PA Chase, NJ Chase, because to hear from young guys who support President Trump, who are saying, not only is it okay for you to vote by mail and to vote early, but we're asking you to do so. Like, we need you to do it. Matters in a big, big way. The less that we can hear from anybody who criticizes the process or says, I mean, sure, would we all love to go to back to a time when everybody votes only on election day and you have to vote by pencil and paper? Yes. But until that day comes, we have to work within the rules of the system that we have. So we spent a lot of time in PA getting people to trust the process, to believe that it would be fair, and to take the time to do it. And that took a lot of work. A lot of great people were involved in that, obviously. And it's the same thing now in New Jersey. But it's a mindset change for us. For the Democrats, it was no problem, right? They embraced it fine. They went all in. That's why I look at the percentage and the rate of people who are willing to do it, and I say this is a great sign, because that mindset shift is working. And we haven't even gotten to early in-person voting yet. I voted early in person for the first time last year in 2024. And then even I didn't like it because I'm always so used to voting on election day. But I thought, what the heck? I mean, I'm not going to be a hypocrite. I'm telling people to vote early, so I'm going to do it too. It was a piece of cake, easy process, and then it was done. You know, and that's the other thing too. You don't have to worry about getting a flat tire. You don't have to worry about getting called into a meeting. Your kids get sick, whatever it is, and then not voting. Not that you're ever going to be like the one vote, but it's not about one vote. It's about all the other people like you who don't get out to vote and then wake up and go, I can't believe it was less than 1%, you know?
Let me give you the numbers on this, because the real reason we pulled the trigger to actually do the PA Chase, like, I had to look at all the numbers. 141,000 Republicans in Pennsylvania in 2020. Remember, we lost by how much? About 80,000 votes.
Yep.
141,000 Republicans went through the process of requesting a ballot and never sent it back.
Never sent it back.
In 24, more people requested. I'll take some credit alongside other great groups that focused on requests. So you had a bigger pool of Republicans who had ballots. 62,000 didn't return them. Now, I still want that number to get lower, but 141,000 in 2020 went unreturned.
Yep.
62,000 this year because people were focused on hitting them. I agree with you. Like, my mindset has shifted. In 2020, I was with Trump, with you, and saying, vote on election day. Right. It's the most secure way to vote. 2021, we said, well, let's hope the courts fix it. They didn't.
Right.
2022, here in PA, we lost the state house. So forget thinking the legislature was going to fix it. And it was really 2023, we got punched in the teeth. and losing those races and looking at the mail-in return percent, it was the lowest we got. I think it was like 18%. I mean, it was a joke. So of all the mail-ins, Republican candidates were getting 18 to their opponents. What is that? You know, 88%. And I think that's when we all said, look, we got to fix this culture. Now, in Florida, we win vote by mail because it's been part of Republican culture for years.
Right.
And I get a lot of people that come after me that, you know, oh, you know, you're enabling the system and you're, it's like, look, if they're going to take it, they're going to take it.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go early, do you trust, if you're voting early, do you even trust that? At the end of the day, you play by the rules that are there. You don't have to endorse them. People get mad at me. They're like, well, aren't you the spokesman for mail-in voting? No, right. I don't want to lose.
Right.
Make me the spokesman for winning.
Yeah. And Cliff, look, I mean, it's also the reality of the situation is that if people believed it was going to be stolen, they wouldn't vote at all. Right. So, I mean, we had to change the mindset that it was going to be rigged. And every time somebody would call up my show in 2023 and 2024 and say they're going to steal it no matter what, I'd say, stop it. Stop with that nonsense, because if you go into it with that mindset, then we're done because people are not going to vote. They're not going to show up. So I said, if your argument is that they're going to steal it by mail, but then you said that they'll steal it by the voting booths or they'll steal it by, as long as you have that idea, they're going to steal it and you won't vote, we're done because people are going to stay home. So end it and then either trust the process or don't and leave it up to the lawyers. And the lawyers did a great job of reassuring everybody. Mike Watley, Linda Kearns, all these great people worked really hard to reassure everybody. And now they're doing that on the Jersey side too. I think we've passed this point now of worrying about the vote integrity, which is good. I mean, there's still some worry that dead people will vote in Philly and in South Jersey because obviously the dead Democrats rise from the dead on Halloween. But for the most part, we can now trust the process. So then once we've moved past that mindset, now it's just a matter of getting that person to return the ballot. I just have to ask the obvious question. Why would somebody go through all the pain and work of requesting a ballot and then not return it?
Well, and what stinks is the reality we polled. So out of the 141,000, right, when I was deciding, man, that makes it seem like we have a solution here if we can get that number down. We polled a bunch of these people because I said, well, hold on a second. Did they send it back and it didn't get counted?
Yeah.
And so we polled them. And Rich, it was like a comedy of errors. Every single person we talked to was like, oh, I'm so sorry. My daughter had soccer practice. Oh, I got stuck at work. Hey, listen, I was sick. Like, right. All the excuses that you would think, there's no way somebody would say that about not voting in a presidential election. It was completely, they just owned up to it. And nobody went and talked to them in 2020 because we were all in the same mindset. We weren't banging on their door. They were getting all the TV, the radio, the digital, the mail, but nobody had a specific plan that said go to their door and actually get them to return the ballot.
Cliff Maloney's with us, PA Chase, NJ Chase. Take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll talk about the rally on Friday. Big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria. Two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Dr. Mike is the man. It's about care and compassion. It is not about cost. That is what separates Dr. Mike from all the other dentists out there. 856-786-2020 or VeneriaDental.com. Coming right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cliff Maloney's in studio with me, hanging out for our fourth and final hour here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHC. It's great to have Cliff. PA Chase, NJ Chase, and we're just talking about how important it is for people to help out the cause and your fundraisers and your donors. And we'll talk about your goals. I'm going to talk about that as well. But you're a local guy, right? You're from Delco?
Delaware County, born and raised.
I can tell with the accent.
We just did some doors out in Booth Wynn, my hometown. It's kind of a surreal experience to be back here.
Yeah.
And even during 24, I would always be like, man, why don't we cut more walk books, you know, out in Chichester and that area. But it's awesome. And, you know, the cool thing, Delco is going pretty blue.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was the only county. 66 out of 67 counties from 2020 to 2024 shifted to the right, except Delco, which a little bit of a stain on my record. But it's fun to see it kind of swinging back. A lot of blue collar folks there. So love being here.
I was going to say, the blue collar voters tend to be our people these days, which is crazy how it's changed.
Yeah. Well, yes. I always tell people, I mean, we won the election, but the elitism of Harris, I mean, even in Philadelphia, like the amount of black men and Hispanic men. Mm-hmm. That just, they didn't love Trump. They could not stand Kamala Harris. I'm not, you know, making any stereotypes or something. I'm just telling you, that's what the data showed.
Yeah.
When we would knock on doors, and we can compare it to other elections because we have all the door data, I never saw the type of energy. And the blue collar, I do think that's becoming clear as day that that's the Republican Party.
And I think that the Latino voters and the black men who vote for Republicans now, because they've had it with the Democrat Party. I mean, they've had it with the broken promises and the crime. And that's why to listen to some of these people like Jay Pritzker and these others who are, you know, so opposed to having the president help fight crime in their cities and states. I think it's a bad look. I really do.
I am still baffled, and I shouldn't say this because I don't want to give him any advice. I thought that after November 5, 2024, you would see an immediate pendulum shift.
Yep.
Of their messaging, that they would say, listen, we're sorry. We went with illegals over American citizens. We went with men in girls sports over the girls. We went with really, really, really not understanding, you know, the woke stuff. They've done none of that, Rich.
No.
They have doubled down. You know, once again, I'm rooting for the country. So obviously I would hope that the party would move in the direction of rational, sane thought, but they're just doubling down on the deranged lunacy.
Mm-hmm.
That only 15 to 20% of even Democrats agree with. It just shows you how much that the radical donors and the radical activists control the future of the party. That's why I tell people, obviously, I'm rooting for J.D. Vance in 28. I've been outward about that. But the biggest political decision or the shift that could occur is where do they go in 28?
Mm-hmm.
Now, obviously, we got to get through the midterm, but the Democrats have no message. They have no plan. They have no solutions. Everything is just Trump is a Hitler and Trump is bad.
Yeah.
In 28, they're not going to have Trump on the ballot. And so they're going to have to figure out which direction do they go. If they go with some crazy head, I mean, they could not be able to win a national election for 10 or 20 years. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that they'll shift back, but
even though they've got Mandami in New York as their candidate, AOC now leading things.
Unfortunately, I think that the powers that be, even the radicals, are going to say, well, we need a candidate that can at least win.
Mm-hmm.
I worry the most about Shapiro. I really do. They solved the whole Jewish Palestine problem of, oh, no, you know, we've nominated a Jewish man. And I worry about him because he campaigns as a moderate, speaks amazingly well. So he connects with people, prolific fundraiser, governs like a communist. That's kind of the perfect mix if you're trying to win a national election, because, you know, you've got to be able to fundraise. We've seen that over the years. You've got to be able to kind of move to the middle. He's made quite a few missteps, you know, and I'm really hoping he goes down in 26 politically. I think that decision, though, of who the nominee is in 28 will dictate a lot of the future. I mean, I'm talking couple decades of where American politics goes.
Yeah, the thing about the Democrat Party is that the superdelegates control the process, right? This is why Bernie Sanders was not their nominee in 16, 20, or 24. Why they handpicked their nominee in 16, 20, and 24. Why the Democrat base never got to actually vote for who they wanted.
The party
in 16,
of democracy.
20, and 24. Yeah. I mean, their nominee didn't have a single vote for the nomination.
Right.
From a Democrat primary voter. The Democrat primary voters did not get to vote for their nominee for president in the party that is always saying the end of democracy is upon us. So they will once again probably pull the levers. You worry about Shapiro. I worry about Gavin Newsom, because I think the guy is such a BS artist and shapeshifter.
He's good.
He's good. Now, he's got a terrible record, which is good, but he also is really good at making people think that he's a totally different guy than the guy with that record.
Right.
But I do wonder if the Democrat infighting that's going on now will lead to more people just leaving the party before that, and they have a big problem because Dana Perino says this all the time. She says, Donald Trump is blessed with the worst opposition. Right? I mean, it is the worst opposition. These people are so bad at this. But if I'm a Democrat, if I'm one of these blue-collar Democrat voters that's left, do I really want to be associated anymore with these people? Probably not. You know, and I think that's why that mayor in Dover, New Jersey, a very Latino, heavily Latino Democrat town in North Jersey, in Morris County, New Jersey, on the western border of Sussex County and Morris County, handed his party affiliation card in and became a Republican because he said enough is enough. Like, I'm done. And you're seeing more of that where people are just don't want to be part of this iteration of the Democrat Party anymore.
Well, and that's why I think that they have to move away from these 20% issues, right? I mean, I don't think they're going to want to, but I think that the people that are in control, eventually I always say, look, the crazies can run the show for a while, and the inmates are running the asylum in the Democrat Party right now. Let's be clear. But eventually, you got to pay the rent, or you got to figure out, you know, what are we going to do to remain? They want the power, and the power is the incentive, right? Yeah. And look, for Democrats, I always tell people, they might not have any plans. They might have no real leader. They have nobody that connects. I mean, Schumer and Hakeem Jeffries, you're like, it's like watching paint dry.
As John Stewart said, Chuck Schumer, you're like a human flat tire. Right? I thought that was great.
Nobody is motivated, but they still have politics as their religion. Mm-hmm. And if politics is your religion, it's a business, and it is the most important thing because they want the power. Republicans don't have that luxury because we believe in good government. I shouldn't say that. We believe in the Constitution. We believe in a republic. We believe in these certain sets of principles. And if we feel that they are being upheld, which a lot of people feel right now because of the current administration, we sit back, mm-hmm. right? The left never sits back. So look, did we win all seven swing states in 2024? Yes. Was it a mandate? Yes. But should it still scare the hell out of you that we came that close in seven states? I mean, we only won by 2 points here.
Yep.
I mean, yeah, you might say, well, it was a huge... if you were to show me both the candidates, like a blind test of like who would vote, forget their names, their party, I would think that we would win 70-30.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so they do take it serious. They understand the power of turning out just people on the party line. But yeah, I mean, I don't want us to get complacent, but it doesn't matter that they have no leader. They're always going to be there, and they're always going to be funded. People ask me, they say, how do they have people in PA? 105 people they've had here, Rich, since January. January. You wonder how we lost a special election in Lancaster? Because we didn't knock any doors. I'll take some blame for that. We were told, hey,
easy election,
15.1.
Republican county.
Yeah, don't waste your money. Your donors will get mad. I said, okay. Yeah. They had a team of 105 people there for 3 months. They don't go home because Soros puts the money in Q1 2 years out, where we all wait until the last minute. And it's like, hey, I'll come on your show and say, listen, toss in $175 sponsor a day. And we do. We have tons of patriots, over 10,000 people that sponsored ballot chasers in Pennsylvania. People are stepping up now for New Jersey, njchase.org. And it's fine that we operate that way because we could easily say, hey, listen, you know, we couldn't raise the money. Let's just go home.
Yeah.
And I don't take that as an excuse, but it would be a lot easier if we were like the left, where you have all these power brokers that the government is funding, and then that money is kind of working its way through. We don't have that. We got to do the work. But just, you can never sit back on these Democrats.
No, you can't, Cliff Maloney. PA Chase and NJ Chase is where you want to go. And Friday, join us in Wildwood for this big rally we're going to have, and Cliff will be speaking. Follow him on X at Maloney. Let's talk about the goals for the future. What is the goal for 2025 in Jersey? How many doors? I'm not going to say, do you want to knock? How many doors will you knock with NJ Chase?
So NJ Chase, we've not committed to anything after this year. That could change.
Okay.
I mean, if Jack wins, I'm very interested in talking about permanent infrastructure there. So our goals are simple. We want to knock 500,000 doors.
500,000 doors in New Jersey.
In New Jersey.
Republican doors.
We're at 275 right now.
275,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh, my gosh.
So we've got some work to do.
That's amazing.
Luckily, Ocean County has a lot of Republicans. So we've got two of our Airbnbs in Ocean County. I was like, I've never seen numbers like this. So
you get people that fly in for this and help
out? It's about half and half of people that are actually from the state and then people that, look, we've got lifers. I've got people that have been doing door knocking programs with me since 2017, right? They love it. I mean, it is either something you love or you hate.
Yeah.
And we learn real quick and we vet our people. We hire based on ideology. Attorneys hate when I say that. It's a political gig. if you want to come after me for that. But that's why they love it, because they're there to fight for something bigger than themselves, right? Mm-hmm. They're part of the mission. They're not there because they're making $3,000 or $4,000 a month. They're there because at the end of the day, the look on their face on election night in 2024, that's why they're there. They're craving that experience.
Yep.
And the best retention plan we have is winning, right? When we win, you know, right after Pennsylvania, I mean, all 124 of the guys we had, they're like, what's the next fight? You know, where do we go from here? And so we're always trying to place them. Sometimes we'll throw them to congressional campaigns or other PACs and try to get them gigs. But our goals in New Jersey, 500,000 doors, we want Jack to win. Mm-hmm. And then down ballot, we've got a couple different House seats that we're really trying to target. Let me get to the PA goals so I don't miss them on this show. Pennsylvania Chase is doing 500,000 doors this year. We've already knocked 330. We are pledging to knock 500,000 doors every off year. So in 2027, we'll do 500,000 doors. Next year for the governor's race in the midterm, we're doing 750,000. And then drum roll, 2028 for the presidential, we are committing to knock 1 million doors through the PA Chase.
1 million doors. I love it, Cliff Maloney. That's phenomenal. Phenomenal. And I know you'll do it. I mean, you are an incredible guy. Your enthusiasm, your passion, it's inspiring. I love you, brother. I think you're phenomenal. I really do. And I know you were with Charlie the night that we won the election, right? You were on his show.
Yes, it was a very wild experience because Charlie called me at noon, election day. I had just done Steve Bannon's show. And he said, hey, great segment. He said, I need you on tonight for the live stream. And I said, okay, of course, yes. But yeah. I said, why? He says, well, Charlie Kirk says they're going to call Georgia. They're going to call North Carolina. And as long as you didn't screw up in Pennsylvania, you're going to be able to call the White House on my show. And I want the PA guy there for all the analysis so we can track it. And so everybody has seen this clip. When we call Pennsylvania, Charlie starts to cry. Mm-hmm. And Erica runs in and gives him a hug. You know, and Charlie's sitting there crying.
Yeah.
And what happened, and you know this from being in media, the number one thing you can't have is dead air. They're all in the studio. I'm the remote guy in Harrisburg, PA, in our crappy headquarters, right? Just tracking all the data. And so what happened was they all were kind of focused on Charlie. And so I just stepped up and spoke. And I said, remember this moment. Remember where you were when we took back this country. I want to thank you, Charlie, for getting me to go back to my home state of PA. And I just gave this whole thing. And that clip has been shown 480 million times. So much.
480 yeah, look, million
Megyn Kelly did a whole interview with Charlie just about that moment, right? Wow. So then you look at just the different places it was put up. But Charlie brought me to his donor summit in Florida. He said, I want to bring you up. You know, we want to play this because it was such an emotional moment for Charlie. I just got lucky to be the voiceover. Mm-hmm. And, what did they call me? They called me the Al Michaels of political commentary. And I said, that's going on my byline.
Join us Friday in Wildwood. Cliff Maloney, thanks for everything you do, man. Appreciate it. Look forward to hearing you speak Friday. Follow him at Maloney, PA Chase, NJ Chase. Thank you for listening to the show. Fox Across America with Jimmy Failla is up next. Keep the conversation going on X at Rich Zeoli and sign up for our rally on Friday, 1210WPHT.com. Thank you.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.